We won't start next lesson because I want to make you strong in other areas after the break. Huh? Okay. Asikkinul kabiru. What is it? Asikkinul kabiru. What is asikkinu? Mubtada. Of what is al kabiru? Nah. Fine. Where is the khabar? Hadun. Like dalun. Hadun. What is the meaning of hadun? Sharp. Huh? Jiddan. Very sharp. Are you with me, brother? The big knife is very sharp. Got the idea? Inshallah. Man hadal waladul kathiru. Who is this? Hadal waladu, this boy. And kathiru, this short boy. Who is this short boy? What is the answer? Wabnu. Wabnul mudarrisil jadidi. Got the idea? Let us analyze. Huwa. Where is the khabar? Ibnu, mashallah. Huwa mudaf. Where is mudaf ilayhi? Mudarris. And what is jadid doing here? Nah. Can it be marfu or majrur? Majrur. Why? Because the manut is majrur. Al mudarrisi, al jadidi. See, they follow each other. Okay? You know what I say to, as a joke to the students? Naat and manut, they follow each other. Whatever manut says, naat does, you know. Kaash apne bache bhi aise hote. I wish our children were like Nath Manut. But no, it is. We are asking too much. Yes, Sister Mahmuna. Which one, sister? Wabnu al-mudarrisil jadidi. Put a vowel sign, brother. Wabnu, and then mudarrisi, put a kasra. Al-jadidi, put a kasra. Are you with me? Wabnu al-mudarrisil jadidi. Huwa mubtada, where is khabar? Ibnu. Wa huwa mudaf. And al-mudarrisi, mudaf ilahi. And al-jadidi, naad. Inshallah, I have gone very slowly today, brother. Because I think we should not rush. In certain new concept, we have to take our time and understand. Now we are going to do this after the break. And see, number three is all al-lazi, al-lazi. So we will practice our ismul mausula and silatul mausul. Inshallah. Brother, sisters, let us take a break now. Okay, brothers and sisters, we start our session again after a nice tea break and some goodies. I hope you are all recharged. Batteries are recharged now. Okay, number two is you have to fill in naat, baina kausaini, between the bracket. That naat is between the bracket, baada. After you change it, okay, bil al, by here tahliyatihi is by decorating it with hal, by decorating it with al, wherever it is necessary, indal luzumi, wherever it is necessary. Ainal mudarrisu al jadidu. See, you immediately felt al jadidu. Got the idea? Sisters, did you get the idea? Aina al-mudarrisu al-jadidu. Okay, very good. At-tajiru. At-tajiru. At-tajiru al-kabiru. Fine, brother. Fisuki. Okay. Ana talibun kadimun. There is no need for al. Okay. Jalasa talibu al jadidu khalfa Muhammadin. Is it easy or not, brother? Alhamdulillah, you'll find it. Brother Farooq, are you getting there, brother? You have to use the naat according to the need of the manut. Next one, brother. Manil manil waladul tawilul ladhi kharaj al ana min al fasli. Okay, next one. Ammarun waladun kathirun, kathirun, yes. Ammarun waladun kathirun. Faisalun tabibun shahirun. See how the knot comes? Liman hadat sariru al maksuru. Liman hadat sariru al maksuru. Hada kalamun maksurun. Aina sikkinu al hadu. Very good. Liman hadhihi sayyaratul jamilatu. I say one more time, brother. Liman hadhihi sayyaratul jamilatu. Got the idea, brother? Now, ikra, read. But I would rather make you write it also if you have time, brother. Keep your pencils ready to make a bracket of ism mausula and silatul mausula. And I want you to feel it, brother. You will tell me where to start the bracket and where to end the bracket. And you will tell me where is mubtada and where is the khabar. Okay. At-talibu. Mubtada. Then you start a bracket. Now what is allazi here, brother? Is a naat. Because it is describing the talib. At-talibu allazi. Okay. Kharaja min al-fasli al-ana. Bracket ends. Okay. Min Indonesia. Char majur shibu jumla khabar. She got the idea. Now remove allazi, brother. At-talibu min Indonesia. Did you get the idea? At-talibu min Indonesia. So what is this, brother? Mubtada and khabar. Now allazi became a naat. Now what is this kharaja min al-fasli al-ana? Jumla failure, mashallah. Kharaja fi'al, aina fa'il, mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. But what will you call this jumla? Silatul mausul. Allazi, ismul mausul, then followed by silatul mausul. Do you feel it, brother Muhammad? Insha. Next one, brother. Al-kitabu, bracket. Allazi alal maktabi. And mashallah, see, you are feeling it now. You are reading the sentence and you are feeling where the silatul mausul ends. And what is lil mudarisi? So where is mubtada? Atka. And where is the khabar? Lil mudarisi. So what is this? Oh, this is all extra. Okay? Describing the book. Okay? Al-kitabu. Al-lazi. What is al-lazi? Naat. And what is alal maktabi? Jar majrur. Are you with me? Now we don't have to say shibu jumla, it's not necessary. Jar majrur and it is silatul mausul. Even if you said shibu jumla silatul mausul, it's okay. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Okay. Here, brothers and sisters, liman hadal kalamul jadi jamilul ladhi alal maktabi. Okay, translation, brother. No, to whom this beautiful pen, which is on the desk, to whom this beautiful pen belongs to, which is on the desk. Okay. So, brother, here we have, Haza is there. Are you with me? Haza has come. We are not analyzing the whole sentence, but just couple of words. Haza has come. And brother, what is Al-Kalamu? Badal. Badal. Okay. And what is Al-Jamilu? Naat. And what is Al-Lazi? Another Naat. And Al-Maktabi? Jar Majrur? Silatul Mausul. Do you see? Jar Majrur? Silatul Mausul. Here is brother. Al-Baytul Kabiru. Al-Lazi fi dhalika shari'i. This is a very interesting sentence. We are going to analyze it. Lil Waziri. Okay? Where do you think we should put the brackets? Shari'i. Shari'i. Okay. Bracket ends. Lil Wazir. Where is Mubtada, brother? Where is the khabar? Lil Waziri. See? You can say Al Baytu Lil Waziri. Or you can say Al Baytul Kabiru Lil Waziri. Or you can say Al Baytul Kabiru Ladhi Fi Zalik Shari'i Lil Waziri. Okay? Now let us start, brother. Al Baytu Mubtada. Al Kabiru Naat. Al Ladhi Naat. Fi harf jar. Where is Isam Majrur? No, where is Isam Majrur? Zalika. Zalika is Isam Majrur. Okay. Okay, and what is Ashari'i? Why Ashari'i? Not because of fi, brother.
It's a
badal. Remember, it is a badal. Okay? It is a badal. So if the zalik is majrur, then the badal will be majrur. Fi zalik, fi zalik kashari. No, zalik cannot be zaliki. It's mabni. Fi zalik kashari. Fi zalik kashari. Shari is majrur because zalika is majrur. Zalika is majrur because harf jar came. Okay? Harf jar had no effect on shari'i. Harf jar can only have effect on one noun. So, fi zalika. Fi zalika. And then a shari'i is badal, Sister Maimuna. It's a badal. We will be doing lot of examples. So, inshallah, you will get lot of practice, inshallah. But just, this is a beautiful sentence. So you can see it and analyze it and understand it. Okay, brother. Alladhi al-ismul mausul. What is fi? Harf jar. What is zalik? Ism majrur. Was shari'i? Badal. And this whole thing is silatul mausul. What is it? Silatul mausul. Alhamdulillah. Okay. As-sariru alladhi fi ghurfati khalidin maksurun. Where is mubtada? Where is khabar? Maksurun, brother. You can just say as-sariru maksurun. But we want to describe that. So you will say the bed which is in the room of Khalid is broken. So brother, as-sariru mubtada. Allazi naat fi harfchar gurfati ism majrur wa huwa mudaf and al khalidin mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? In the room of Khalid. What did I say? In the room of Khalid. Where is the silatul mausul? Fi gurfati khalidin. What is it, Sister Mainas? Fi gurfati khalidin. That is your silatul mausul. Because maksurun, what is maksurun? It's a khabar. Broken is a khabar. Inshallah. Okay. Baytun jadidun. What does it say? One second. Baytun jadidun. What is baytun jadidun? Naat manut. Do you know naat manut now? I want to hear. Of course we know now. We know it. Yes, Brother Abdul Qadir, what did you say, brother? No, you will call it, in English we call it relative pronoun. In English. Okay, but you know all pronouns are noun in Arabic. This is demonstrative pronoun and this is called relative pronoun. It creates a relationship. Okay, fine. Brothers and sisters, now lesson number 10, we will do it on Monday, inshallah. I would like you to read it and we'll do it on Monday. Let us do things that we normally do in the beginning, but we are now going to do it now. Ready? Hua, Huma, Hum, Hiya, Huma, Hunna, Anta, Antuma, Antum, Anti, Antuma, Antunna, Ana, Nahnu, Hua, Huma, Hum, Hiya, Huma, Hunna, Anta, Antuma, Antum, Anti, Antuma, Antunna, Ana, Nahnu. One more time. Hua, Huma, Hum, Hiya, Huma, Hunna, Anta, Antuma, Antum, Anti, Antuma, Antunna, Ana, Nahnu. Brother, you got to do it and do it nicely, inshallah. Huh? Polish it, inshallah. Okay? Hua, Huma, Hum, Hiya, Huma, Hunna, Hua, Huma, Hum, Hiya, Huma, Hunna, Anta, Antum, Antum, Anta, Antum, Antum, Anti, Antum, Antunna, Anti, Antum, Antunna, Ana, Nahnu, Ana, Nahnu, Hua, Huma, Hum, Hiya, Huma, Hunna, Hua, Huma, Hum, Hiya, Huma, Hunna, Brother, I'm only doing it so that you memorize it, and sing it to your family. It's a nice little melody. The whole idea is to convey the message, what the pronouns are, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, I have composed many other little tunes for different, inshallah. When the time comes, I'll share with you. Okay, brothers and sisters, now, these pronouns that we said, they are called Damirun Munfasilun, detached pronouns, and they are always Marfu. They are Marfu, and most of the time, they will come as a Mubtada. And then we have the same pronouns, they change their form when they become Mansub and Majroor. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? They become Mansub and Majroor. Okay. You have the page in your handout. Open it, brothers and sisters. I believe it is page number 10 that I told you. Okay. I think we give chutti to now Nath Manut. We have understood it well, inshallah. And then I say, Kitabu Hu. Are you with me? This is Marfu form, and this is your Majroor form. When the Dhamir is attached to a noun, the result is, when the damir is attached to the noun, the result is mudaf mudafili. You will never forget this. When the damir is attached to the noun, it is mudaf mudafili. Instead of saying kitabu Muhammadin, I said kitabu hu, his book. Brothers and sisters, okay. Now then, we have here huma, and then it will become Kitabu Huma. Are you with me? And if we have Hum, Kitabu, Kitabu Hum. Okay? And then we have here, and we have Kitabu. MashaAllah, you are getting there. Ha. And then Huma again. Kitabu, Kitabu Huma. And then we have Hunna. Kitabu Hunna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now then we have Anta. You already know. So I will just write down Kitabuka, MashaAllah. And then Kitabukuma. And then Kitabukum. And then kitabu ki. Okay? Kitabu ki. Then Kitabu kuma. And then Kitabu kunna. And then we come to Kitab. I want to write down bu and plus ya mutakallim. Is this ya mutakallim? Pull down the Dhamma down. Pull the Dhamma down. Pull the Dhamma down. Okay? So it became Kitabi like this. Huh? Okay? And we will have to see all the time whether that it is Kitabu plus ya or Kitaba plus ya or Kitabi plus ya. It will come. Whatever comes in the front, it will tell us. And then, brother, we have Kitabu na. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What did I write? I wrote down Mudaf Ilayhi. I wrote down, brother. Theek hai? Now, if I join the pronoun with harf char, what will it become? Char majrur. Let us start with min. Okay? Min who? And I won't write down too much. Min huma. And then min whom? Okay? Min whom? Are you with me? And then min ha. Are you with me? Min ha. And then next one, brother? Min huma. And then min hunna. And then min ka. Min kuma. Min kum. Min ki. Min kuma. Min kunna. And then minni. Minni and minna. Okay? Minna. Are you with me, brother and sister? Now, we just learned a new zarf. Brother, we learned a zarf. What did we learn? In the, let us join it. Let us join it now. Look at the board and say it. Indahu. Next one. Indahuma. Indahum. Indaha. Indahuma. Indahunna. Indaka. Indakuma. Indakum. Indaki. Indakuma. Indakunna. Now. Indi. Hindi, and then Hindana. See how easy it is. Brother? If you do it in sequence, and if you memorize it, one thing will lead you to everything. Now there is a little change, brother. Okay? That little change, I have to explain to you. Okay. What is this, brother? Yeah. Ela. There is no two dots here. Originally, what is there? What is this, brother? Abdul Samad, it is ya. Yeah. It is a ya. Yeah. But right now, we pronounce as alif. But it is actually a ya. Ela and Allah. Okay. Now when you attach a pronoun to it, then that ya becomes visible. When you attach a pronoun to it, these pronouns, you know, then the ya becomes visible. So I attach who to it? Now how will I write down? Why did I write down he? No. Who is who, brother? Who is Mabni? Huh? Okay, now try to say Elihu. Say with your face. Watch your movement of your Elihu. Elihu. Brother, you are using so many extra muscles. And the sound is not pleasant. So just for that reason, for the ease of pronunciation, for the sound to be so musical to your ears, we change who into he. What do you say? Elihi. What did you say? Yes. Eli is Arfujar. No. That's what I'm explaining. Sister Mamuna, truly speaking, it is Elihu. Because who is Mabni? Okay? Who is Mabni? You only said Elihi because it's easy to say and it sounds nice to the ears. Okay, now brother, I write down something else. We haven't done it, but just to give you the idea of your movement of your muscles in the mouth and the sound. Brother, what is this? What is? Fi. And then put who there. Say now, fi who. See how your mouth is. So what we do? Fi he. How sweet it is. Fi he. There was no grammatical change, Sister Mamuna. It did not become majrur. Because who, when it is attached to the harf jar, it's majrur. Min who. What is who? Majrur. Jar majrur. But when it comes to fi, we don't say fi who. We say fihi. Why? Because it's easy to say and it sounds nice to the verb. So what is the rule? When the pronoun is attached to the preposition, if before the pronoun there is a kasra, okay, brothers and sisters, or there is a ya with a sukoon, okay, where will the changes come? Only in five pronouns. Where the changes will come? Five pronouns, brother. Nowhere else. Huwa, huma, hum, and huma, and hunna. Okay, only in those five pronouns the change will come. When will it come, brother Hassan? When the kasra before the pronoun, or there is a ya mutakallim. Are you with me? Now I want you to put fi in front of everything. In mudaf mudaf ilayhi. What will you say now? Fi kitabihi. Try to say fi kitabihu. See, just to feel it. Fi kitabihu. See how difficult it is. Fi kitabihu. It doesn't sound good. But now give it a kasra. Fi kitabihi. Fi kitabihi. So there is no grammar rule. It's a phonetic. Because of the sound, which is pleasing to the ear, and because you are not using that many muscles in the mouth, you are not making gestures with your mouth. Hoo hoo. Okay? Now, fi, what will you do? Fi kita bi hi. Harfjar isam majrur, mudaf mudafili. No grammar rule, just spelling and phonetics. Okay, fi kita bi hima. And then fi kita bi him. Are you with me? Now fi kitabi abiha. Fi kitabiha. So only in the first, see I have circled this. Here is I have left alone. Now huma again, fi kitabi hima. And then fi kitabi hinna. That's all. Are you with me? Fi kitabi hinna. Ji? Five. Let me write down. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I have still, time is flying. Time is flying. And I won't be able to complete it. Okay, now brother and sister, this is one rule. Are you with me? The second rule is, see in the handout that you have, these, they have a gray area. Are you with me? Uh-huh. Why are these the gray area? For this reason. To point out to you that in these five pronouns, can you see there's a gray? Yes. They've been made gray?
Yes.
Just to show you. Huh? There was a reason for putting it into gray. Now, brother, let us come with Ela and put who there. What will you say? Elehi. What will you say? Elehi. Huh? Elehil Masiru. See, in the Quran comes. Elehil Masiru. Okay? Fine. And then what will be Elehi? Hima. And then Elehi? Him. And then Elehi? Ha. No change. And then Elehi? Hima. And then Elehi? Hinna. 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 And then Ilaika, Ilaikuma, Ilaikum, Ilaiki, Ilaikuma, Ilaikunna. And then in the end, Ilaina. But at the Ya Mutakallim, what is the Ya Mutakallim? Ya which represents me. Huh? Okay. So, you know, I said, now what happens, brother? I'm writing here, Ilai. Okay, now I'm writing with Ya with Sukun. Remember, brothers and sisters, remember, in Arabic language, two Sukuns cannot come together. No way, because you cannot pronounce them. So when the two Sukuns come, sometimes we drop one with Sukun, and sometimes we make some surgery. We make some surgery and try to remove those two sukuns. Huh? It's called in Arabic, iltikai sakinaini. Huh? It cannot come in Arabic. So, but I don't want to drop anything. So I do a little surgery. And what shall I do? I change that into fatha. It will only change into fatha under certain conditions. And more of that we will read in book 3. More of that we will read in book 3. Okay, now brothers and sisters, what is the pronunciation? Ilayya. It is in the Quran. How do I write? Ilayya. So remember, when you see Shadda, it is the same letter of alphabet, but the first letter has sukun, the second letter has a vowel sign. Fine, you got the idea? Now quickly, brothers and sisters, time is running. Let us run with the time. Okay? Ilaihi, Ilaihima, Ilaihim, Ilaiha, Ilaihima, Ilaihinna, Ilaika, Ilaikuma, Ilaikum, Ilaiki, Ilaikuma, Ilaikunna, Ilaiya, and then Ilaina. Make it Allah. Alaihi. Are you with me? How will you write down? Alayhi. Alayhima. Alayhim. Alayha. Alayhima. Alayhinna. Alayka. Alaykuma. Alaykum. Alayki. Alaykuma. Alaykunna. Alayya. What will you say? Alayya. You know why. Two yas came, so I gave it a fatha. Alayya, and then alayna. You see how beautiful it is. This will make your understanding of the Quran one step ahead now. Brother and sisters, why it came like this? Okay, brother, what is this, brother? B. With. By. Many meanings. Okay, let's put 14 pronouns. Let us put 14 pronouns. Ready? First one. Do you want to say be who? See how it sounds. Be who? No. No, brother. First one. Don't jump to ha. Stay with who. What will you say? Bihi. Why do you say bihi and not bihu? No grammar here. Sister Maimuna, just because the convenience of saying and the sweetness that it feels in your ear. Bihi. How many words are there, bihi? Two words are there. What are they? Harfjar and Isam Majroor. Are you with me? Bihi means Jarun wa Majroorun. Be careful, brother. Quickly now. Bihi, Bihima, Bihim, Biha, Bihima, Bihinna, Bika, Bikuma, Bikum, Biki, Bikuma, Bikunna, and then Bi. Now, brother, when you say Bi, how many words did you say?
Two.
What is it? Harfjar and Isam Majroor. Jarun wa Majroorun. And then afterwards, after you say Bi,
Bina.
What a beautiful word. Tere bina hum kya karenge? Okay, brother and sister. So, look at it. Tere bina hum kaise jiyenge? You don't mind my joking. But we are all adults and we are serious. Just to laugh here and there to make it a little more, you know. Brother. Now, tell me B. What is B in grammar? Jarun wa Majroor. Are you with me? Why? This is harf jar. With me. Or by me. With me. Okay. Brother, what is this harf jar? And what is this? Isam Majroor. You don't see it. But it is Majroor. Because it's a pronoun. It's mabri, brother. Samad. Do you see how beautiful it is, brother? Be, there are two words. Be harchar and ya mutakalam. Jarun wa majrun. Two separate words. Are you with me? Inshallah, you try to do some exercises. You have something, you know. And most of it we will do, inshallah, next week, Monday. And we'll do lesson number 10. Because all these will come. Last now, brother. Last. I forgot. I should do it. Isam. What is it? I say, ismuhu. Okay. Now, don't do ismuhuma. No, because it has to change. Then it will become asmauhuma. So don't do. So, brother, I say, point out to you, ismuhu, ismuha. He will change it to ha. Are you again? Ismuhu, ismuha, and then brother, ismuka, and then. Ismuki. And then brother? Ismi. That's ismi. Khalas. These are the five pronouns. You should keep it in mind. Ready? One more time. Ismuhu. Ismuha. Ismuka. Ismuki. And ismi. Because these are the pronouns are coming in the next lesson. When you say ismuhu, what did you say? What did you say?
His name.
His name. More than that? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, mashallah. See how beautiful it is. Ismuhu is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Sister Salman, you'll always remember, Sister Salman, when the pronoun joins a noun, is mudaf, mudaf. When the pronoun joins harf jar, is jar majroor. When the pronoun joins zarf, then it is zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Just remember this, brother. Are you with me? If I say ismi, what is ismi? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? Mudaf. I say ismuka, mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Ismuki, mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Ismuhu, mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Ismuha, mudaf. These are the things coming in lesson number 10, inshallah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan. وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان